You've been warned time and again. Don't post it on Facebook or tweet it if you don't want everyone to see it. What's on the web stays on the web forever. Well, maybe not.
Simultaneously, things die almost immediately on the web, and they also live forever.
That's Dr. Michael Nelson, Associate Professor of Computer Science at Old Dominion University in Norfolk. Whether or not something lasts forever on the web really comes down to one thing: popularity. So something like this may indeed last forever. Dr. Nelson says that's because
content that is posted to the web gets copied a lot. So any one particular version of an image or something you upload to YouTube, for example, that song or image or whatever will probably go away very quickly. But if it is socially interesting, people will make many, many copies of it.
A YouTube link half-life is a couple of months, but
if you query Google, you'll find at any time for a popular song, there might be 1,000, 10,000 different versions of the same song. So the song, in a sense, doesn't disappear, or the image itself doesn't disappear from the web. But any particular URL that you've linked to or bookmarked is likely to disappear, and often is likely to disappear quite quickly.
So if it's popular, it should survive in one form or another. But for historians, that could be a problem, because all of those things that, for instance, made Ken Burns' Civil War series so compelling.
July the 14th, 1861, Washington, D.C. Dear Sarah, the indications are
Or make your search on Ancestry site successful. Those letters, photos, newspaper articles, the ways we communicate with each other now, those things are mostly digital and often in the form of tweets and Facebook posts.
Things that could actually shape, shall we say, inform historians later, we're losing a large amount of that material. You know, we might still have the AP stories and the AP photos, but a lot of the personal photos and videos, those are probably disappearing at a much higher rate and don't enjoy that level of copying.
Dr. Nelson and his students are working with the Library of Congress and Los Alamos to archive the web. Nelson also runs Memento, a project that is striving to simultaneously search all archives, but it's a struggle.
Our ability to publish information on the web is accelerating much faster than our ability to archive it. So all of the things that make for a desirable or interesting web experience now, the dynamic pages, pages that automatically reload, things like Google Maps, basically web as a service rather than web as document exchange. We can do a pretty good job of archiving documents, but archiving Google Maps, what does that mean? All the things that make the web interesting and we enjoy, right? It gives us great utility. Our ability to archive that information, it's a losing battle.
He says the problem is most people don't know they need to archive, and that it may take what he calls a social media disaster to raise awareness. Startups are abuzz in Silicon Valley, and Google has created the Data Liberation Front. There was also a personal archiving conference in Maryland this past winter. But Dr. Nelson says no one has yet figured out how to effectively monetize archiving. So in the meantime, you can continue to do what most people do. Email yourself with content you want to preserve and store it on a hard drive. I'm Sandra Woodward.